My friends, Lent in its early phase, called Passiontide, focuses on Jesus, the man of sorrows, contemplating his image in a painting or a statue, his head bowed under the crown of thorns, his face bloodied, his countenance forlorn, is meant to evoke our pity, our love for him who suffered for us, and our repentance for the sins that led to his agony. It's a way to engage our emotions in the observance of Lent rather than leave our heart cold as we go through Lenten routine. Our gospel today, however, presents another image of Jesus. He is the strong one, the Son of God, who resists all the temptations of the devil to take care of his own needs, the bread, to have worldly power over everyone and everything, and then to be a show-off with spectacular miracles attributed to him. Jesus resists all of those temptations, and he reveals himself also as the one who can help us resist temptations. So this, the image of Jesus as the strong one, is a good image to reflect on at the beginning of Lent and to keep before our eyes, since it is as true an image of the Lord as is that of the man of sorrows. Daily experience shows us that we are subject to temptations. Anyone disagree with that? The temptation is to abandon our faith in God, to rely solely on ourselves or otherworldly aid, to act selfishly. We may be able for a time to resist some temptations, but we cannot resist them all consistently unless we have God's help. Jesus' experience with the devil in the desert shows us that we have a Savior who is strong to help us now, as well as to give us victory over sin and death in the end. We should not doubt his desire to help us or his ability. We should place our trust in him. We learn from the Lord how to resist temptations. Did you notice that St. Luke tells us Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit before the Spirit led him into the desert? He was and is the Son of God from all eternity, co-equal with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the one Godhead. But having taken on a true human nature, like us in all things but sin, he needed, as a man, strengthening for his saving mission, and he received it from the Holy Spirit. Remember that we have also been strengthened by the Holy Spirit, first given to us in baptism, and then with greater intensity in confirmation. The Spirit has made us God's sons and daughters by adoption, and given us the power to resist temptations. Our main problem is not believing that we have that power. I was stationed once with an old priest who had been a captain in the U.S. Army during the Second World War and was present when two of the Nazi concentration camps were liberated by American soldiers. Initially, the prisoners did not believe they were now free. They wouldn't leave. They thought it was another Nazi trick. Finally, offering food and clothing and kind words to those now ex-prisoners, the American soldiers convinced them of their freedom. What will it take to convince us that we have the power to resist temptations? Jesus, as man, also knew and internalized God's word, which reflected the will of his Father. Notice how he responded to the devil's temptations by citing God's word. Command this stone to become bread, says the devil. One does not live on bread alone, says Jesus, quoting scripture. And he goes on, even when the devil uses scripture wrongly, Jesus corrects him with scripture, with God's word. You and I are privileged to hear God's word in every Mass and every sacramental celebration. We can read the scriptures at home and study the teachings of our church, which are based on God's word in both scripture and sacred tradition. There are many helps to do that, so that we grow in our knowledge and our understanding both of the Bible and of the sacred tradition, the lives of the saints, liturgical traditions, so many other things are part of our history. I have been struck by the stories of evangelical and Protestant ministers who have studied the scriptures deeply and the history of the church in which sacred tradition is revealed and have been moved to enter the Catholic Church. I'm dealing with two of them right now. God's word can bring forth an intellectual conversion, which then leads to a material conversion, a returning to Mother Church. God's word also, when we know it better from these inspired sources, will come to mind more often when we are tempted to go against God. We remember what God has said in his inspired word, and it can strengthen us to hold fast, as Jesus did in the desert. The human Christ had grown up in a faithful Jewish family and learned from childhood to obey not only his earthly parents, but his heavenly Father. And that union with his Father led him to spend extended time in prayer, to gather with other Jews on the Sabbath in the synagogue, and to take part in major Jewish festivals in Jerusalem at the Great Temple. His faithfulness to his Father in the desert came out of that context, that human formation in his faith. We are members of a community of faith and have been taught to pray every day, to worship God at Mass on Sunday, and to exert ourselves to make morally good choices at home, at work, in the community. If we are faithful to our religious heritage, we will have the strength to resist temptations when they come. A friend of mine, raised in a staunch Catholic family with a good formation, had the opportunity when living in another country to engage in all kinds of immoral activities. He told me how some of the temptations he had to fight off, without his family ever knowing. But because he prayed there and went to Mass there and hung up with some believing friends there, he avoided entering the moral swamps that swallowed up so many others. He resisted temptation successfully, and so can we. If we do give in to temptation and sin, we should never despair. We have a Savior who, even in his earthly life, was called a friend of sinners. That was a reproach against Jesus. We rejoice in that title now. He's the friend of us sinners, right? If we repent of our sins, we will find him most merciful and forgiving. You know, I never played basketball. It was too fast-paced for me. Baseball's a little slower. I could play that game, okay? But in basketball, I know it's good to make the basket the first time. But if you miss and catch the ball on the rebound, the Lord will help you shoot better the second time. So relating this to our moral effort, he not only forgives us, he helps us to improve our shot. A good confession can help us to do that. Still, the lesson of today's gospel is that we have a Savior who was strong enough to resist all temptation to betray his Father, and who can give us the strength to do the same. The man of sorrows is also the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Through God's word, through the life-giving sacraments, through daily prayer, participation in our church community, he empowers us to bear him faithful witness in our decisions and actions. It's never appropriate to give in to discouragement. God will work for the good in anyone who turns to him. For as St. Paul reminds us in the second reading, no one who believes in him will be put to shame.